Even in commentary, nobody can touch me.
Rollins with the heist of the century.
I'm no longer kid. Make yourself famous.
Look at the stare of the champion against the challenger. The irresistible force meeting the immovable object. Boyhood dream has come true
for Shawn Michaels.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into another episode of On Commentary. I'm your host, James Ludeman, and I just want to say thank you so much for hanging out today and enjoying this day. Hopefully you're having a great week so far. We got the show out a little bit later this week, and that's okay. I think it's, we've all have busy lives, but I'm thankful that I'm back with you, and hopefully you're having a great week as well. So let's kick things off. Really the biggest news and notes that are happening right now all revolve around one guy. We talked about this at length last week, a gentleman by the name of CM Punk. And he sent out a tweet, actually it was from Instagram, excuse me, that, you know, could show that I think the AEW, debut is imminent. I think this is exciting for wrestling. If you're a big wrestling fan, I think this is a really cool thing. Just so you know, on his Instagram the other day, he tweeted sent out, he said, 051121. And, you know, if you look at this, it could represent some of the, some people say the Summers of Punk, which took place in Ring of Honor, of course, back in 2005. WWE in 2011, and then AEW in 2021 could be the third number. Now, listen, I want to be balanced because, listen, I really want to buy into this CM Punk to AEW thing, and we've been talking about it on this show at length. It's really the biggest, you know, rumor that's been going around about any kind of news right now is centered around CM Punk and whether or not he's going to AEW. I will say that I believe it's more likely today than it was last week. It's probably going to be more and more likely. Now, unless, you know, CM Punk is doing just this crazy good job of trolling, which he, you know, never does, right? but it could be a situation where he could be trolling. But why would he? I mean, I look at this and I see, you know, a situation with Darby Allin, you know, saying best in the world on AEW. And I look at this and go, man, is there a legitimate chance that we could see CM Punk back in professional wrestling? And if that doesn't excite you, I don't know. You're going to have to check your pulse. Now, we did a post last week. And we talked about this on the show. And thank you to the 25 of you who voted. Again, this is a new show, so we're not going to see like crazy numbers right out of the gate, hopefully. But the tweet said from us on our Twitter page, which you can follow @commentary_on. It said, we talked about this on the show, but what are the chances, in your opinion, that CM Punk joins AEW? So the choices were 1,000%, 100%, 50-50, and less than 25%. Winning the results at 40% were 50-50, and that's kind of where I was too. I think that was my vote also. But surprisingly, right behind that though, at 36%, was 1,000%. And I think there's a lot more, I would say, confidence today than there would be any other time had this tweet not come out. And I think that the interesting part of this is if CM Punk does decide to go to AEW and even Daniel Bryan decides to go to AEW, you're going to see something that hasn't taken place since the Monday Night Wars, as my dog is barking, sorry. Something that hasn't taken place since the Monday Night Wars, and that is a war in wrestling. Now, Bobby Lashley came out this week, and this was another story that was on Bleacher Report. You can see that there. Bobby Lashley came out this week and said, you know, WWE is never going to be beaten. And to some degree, I think that's true, because WWE, and even Chris Jericho mentioned this a few weeks ago in his interview, that, you know, WWE is very different than what AEW is doing. I still would argue WWE is completely different from what NXT is doing at this point. It's a situation where these are all really three different types of companies. But man, the more that I watch AEW, the more that I just see the beginnings of what could be the next Monday Night Wars. Now, I know that it's not going to be a war like that because it's not a Monday night, but I look back at this and I see, you know, the beginnings of this. Like, you remember the beginning of the Monday Night War, it was super exciting. You know, you had the NWO that did their thing and they really got it kicked off to the next level. You know, Nitro was beating Raw for 83 weeks. A lot of that was because of the talent that was there. Now, there's another topic that I want to touch on, and this is going to be our Twitter poll of the week question. But I want to talk about this because there was another report this week, and I can't remember where I read it, so I do apologize for that. But it said something in there that really kind of threw me. It said, is AEW depending upon too many older stars? Today is Tuesday, so Sting is getting ready to debut, technically, in the ring tomorrow night with Darby Allin. Although he had his, you know, he had that match a few months ago, which was great. It was like the cinematography-type match that Undertaker has done and Bray Wyatt and John Cena have done, and that's cool. But, you know, the more I look at it, I honestly believe that there's so many great stars that are younger. I think Darby Allin's a star. I'm going to tell you what's really leading the way for AEW right now, and believe me when I say, ding, that's a good point. What's really leading the way right now for me is this MJF Chris Jericho storyline. And I'm telling you, MJF, for all the crap that he gets, and it's deservedly so because he's kind of a jerk, and that's the whole point. You know, what do we say? If you're a babyface, you know, get loved. Be loved to be hated, right? I think that that's kind of the mindset of what AEW is doing when it comes to MJF. And MJF has done a masterful job of making people just despise him. But I think the more that people despise him, I think the more that they love him. It kind of reminds me of, you know, like the 99-2000 Triple H. Growing up in this time, I hated Triple H. I mean, I couldn't stand him. And it was because he was so good. He was so good at being a heel. He was so good when he went up against the Stone Colds and the Rocks and the Undertakers and Kane. I mean, you know, it was great television. And I think that that is exactly what we have with MJF. And of course, bring that around to Chris Jericho, who I believe is probably one of the most underrated workers in this business. He does so much. I mean, come on. This dude for 3 years, maybe longer than that, but 3 years took a list of grievances and made it into a staple. I mean, what other wrestler could do that? There's not a lot of guys who could do that and do it well. And I think that the Labors of Jericho idea has been fantastic. I'm really looking forward to tomorrow, today, whenever this comes out, for the Labors of Jericho. The last match, when there's no Judas playing, is the crowd going to sing it? I'm assuming. It's going to be interesting to see kind of where that goes. But it's been because of the storytelling, and it's been because of the young talent that this group has. And when you bring in a CM Punk, to tie this back in, you know, you're bringing in a guy who came from the WWE. You know, he had success in Ring of Honor, but I would say his greatest success, of course, was the WWE. So what kind of success do you look for CM Punk to have in AEW? He's not going to, he's well, at least again, this is all speculative, but from my understanding, you don't put him in a full-time situation right away. Maybe you do. Maybe he comes back in and just, you know, hits the ground running. And you know, I don't know if you put a championship on him right away. Although I was a little surprised this past week. You know, Christian Cage comes in, wins the Impact World title, has another match against Kenny Omega for the AEW title at All Out. And I think that that's fantastic. I love Christian. I'm telling you, I do. I've been a big Christian fan my whole life, and so it's been so good to kind of see him grow and develop and, you know, get better and you know, be able to come back, and good for him. I think this is definitely a huge step. But, you know, when you have a guy like CM Punk who hasn't been in the ring in a long time, and what are you going to do with him? You know, you got to be able to do some kind of story. And I think that this is where AEW is doing really well, is they're giving storylines. Now, I think for WWE, to their credit, I feel like SmackDown has been kind of that place, you know, where they're really doing storylines. If you would have told me last year that John Cena and Roman Reigns would be going into SummerSlam this weekend and main eventing it, I don't know if I would have liked it as much as I do now. Because of what they have been able to do. And there was another report this week that they have been, SmackDown, especially with Roman Reigns, they've been able to kind of have free reign, no pun intended, to say whatever they want to say. And they need to do that. I think when you have scripted promos, it's good. But at the same time, it's not. You know, you don't see. Could you imagine Roman Reigns right now as the head of the table with scripted promos? I couldn't imagine that. You know, I look at a guy like Paul Heyman, who, when they originally paired up, you would think, okay, Paul Heyman's going to be kind of the mouth. He's going to be the guy that talks a lot. He's going to be the guy that gives Roman the break. But no, it's really been Roman Reigns that has carried this head of the table moniker, and I love it. And you know, you got to wonder storyline-wise where that's going to go. But coming back to the point about CM Punk, you know, I think if CM Punk is given free reign to, you know, come on the microphone, do what he does, his mic skills are great. I'm interested to see if he does come back, how his wrestling style is going to be. But, I mean, he was a good wrestler before, so it's kind of like riding a bike, I feel like. You know, you just kind of get back in there and you got to do it, and there's some growing pains. But I look at a guy like Christian, who was out for, 7 years, I think it was, and didn't wrestle at all, and has come back, and now he's the Impact World Champion. But he had a great match with Kenny. And granted, some of that's on Kenny Omega, because, you know, Kenny is who he is. But don't knock Christian. I mean, he had a great opportunity to do well, and they both had a fantastic match this past week. So, you know, kudos to them. I am interested to see where, you know, this is going to go. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to say. I mentioned earlier Bobby Lashley was talking about the WWE. He actually was on an interview. You could see that at TVinsider.com. Scott Fishman, I believe, did the interview. And this was the quote that he said. And I want to bring this up because I think it's important to talk about. He said, "I think the feeling is good." This is Bobby Lashley. "I think the feeling is good. We get tested with so many things. Everyone will say, this is it. This is the downfall of WWE. It's never going to be. We have so much talent in WWE. WWE is never going to be beaten or contested. It's always going to be the flagship of professional wrestling, and that is not going to change." Now, with that said, I think that as much as they want to deny it, I think Vince McMahon realizes that AEW is a threat. I think AEW realizes that they are trying to compete with WWE. And, you know, I think that this could, and I mentioned this earlier, I think this could be the beginning of the Monday Night War style between two companies, and that's great for wrestling. I said that last week on the show. I think it's fantastic for wrestling. I think when you have, you know, when you have two companies that are competing against each other, it can be tough. I'll admit that. But at the same time, you know, when you have a situation where, you know, you have these great talents that aren't working, let's just say you have some great talents, let's just say in AEW, and they're not working for whatever reason. they have an option to go to NXT or WWE and get to that next level potentially. Vice versa. You have talents, and we've seen this happen already. We haven't seen it go the other way just yet, but you have talents from WWE like Rusev, who, you know, was okay, but he wasn't as good as what he is now. I think that they're pushing him in a great direction. I think they're doing a lot of cool stuff with him. Miro, and I think that that's awesome. You know, so he goes to AEW and completely flips the script. And now he's, you know, doing very well and one of the champions, as a matter of fact. So I think that that's definitely important to remember that, you know, when you have two companies that are going, quote unquote, head to head with one another, yes, it's going to divide the audience in a way, but it's also going to help to get talent over in a way. Would MJF work in WWE? I don't think so. I don't think so. Because I really believe that, you know, it's one of those things where I just don't see WWE letting a character like MJF do that. You know, EC3 was kind of like that. You know, EC3 was an Impact, and he was this heel, and he was doing really well with Impact, and then he left, and he came to NXT, had a good NXT career, came up to WWE, never got anything done, and it really showed. You know, it really showed that there are some stars that come from outside. Now, there are some stars that come from the outside that do really well. Of course, AJ Styles, you go to right away. Seth Rollins, you go to right away. Those two guys really, and even Daniel Bryan, to think about that as well. Daniel Bryan's another guy that came from the outside and really worked his way up and in. And, you know, I think it's great that there are two companies now that you're able to kind of lean on and say, okay, if this one doesn't work out, we at least have an opportunity here. Impact is still around. I think we forget that at times. Impact is still around. Impact is still doing their thing. And it may not be as big as it used to be, but they still have some pretty good talent there as well. And so I think that that's a very exciting thing. I think that that's a situation where, you know, it can be helpful for the sport of professional wrestling if there are two companies who are sort of quote-unquote competing with each other and you're giving opportunity for talent. You know, I think that that comes down to where is the talent going to do the best at? And it's either right now WWE or it's AEW. NXT is kind of on that line too, but that kind of falls into the WWE umbrella. So that'll be interesting to see kind of how guys like CM Punk and other guys do as well. There's one more story I want to talk about today before we close it up. There was a report from WrestleVotes, which you can go and check out. They sent out a tweet this week, and I think that this was really cool and something that really kind of hit home for me as well. But the tweet says this. It was sent out on the 17th. So what is that? That was today, actually. Okay, cool. So this is new information. They sent out a tweet today that said, with the success Major League Baseball had with the Field of Dreams game last week, and again, this is just a report, WWE has begun very initial discussions about doing a few off-site events in 2022. Some ideas discussed within creative, Raw on the Roof, the Hammerstein Ballroom, and more direct festival shows a la Rolling Loud, which we you know, saw that a few weeks ago with the Women's Championship match defended on there. So, first of all, I just would like to say for the record, I know this isn't a baseball show, but I loved the Field of Dreams game. It was so much fun. It came down to the bottom of the ninth. Sox ended up winning it on a home run. Fireworks going off, but just the awe of the field, the Field of Dreams. You know, Kevin Costner coming out and doing the speech. It was just fun. It was entertaining. It was fun, and I definitely would love to see Raw and do these kind of things. And some of the comments are really fun too. WCW did a few cool locations over the years for Nitros. Theme parks to shopping malls. They did Sturgis. I remember it was Road Wild, I think it was called. They did Sturgis, and that was really awesome. They definitely did their first Nitro show in the Mall of America, which I think would be really cool. You know, can WWE do something like this? I think they can. And they have already. They did a split show with the music festival, as we talked about a moment ago. But, you know, what can they do that would, you know, help to get the company looked at a little bit different? You see, for Major League Baseball, if you're not a Major League Baseball fan, Major League Baseball did this because a lot of people don't really care for Major League Baseball right now. There's a lot of things that baseball has done over the past several years that have been very difficult, and a lot of people are turning it off. But the interesting stat that I saw about the Field of Dreams game was this was the first game, it was the highest watched game since 2005. I mean, that's a long time ago to be able to watch that kind of a major league game. So what could, you know, Raw do? You know, what could they do to make this good? I mean, Raw on the Roof sounds pretty cool. If I'm looking at names for stuff, I think Raw on the Roof would sound awesome. I'm looking through the comments, and I'm just going to read through some of these. At Mark Markometer, that's a pretty cool name. Instead of being at a festival, how about they create their own festival, like a Warped Tour style event? You have the two main rings, Raw and SmackDown, in the amphitheater slash stage area, then the side rings, NXT, NXT UK, 205, and Evolve in the concourse areas and or parking lot. That is a fantastic idea. Man, that would be fun. I would love to see that. And he goes on to say, they can even have a big inflatable Titantron that has all the machines for the day listed in the center of the venue. I mean, that is a great idea. I mean, that's a lot of fun. To have an event. And I've been to Warped Tour. I don't know if anybody else listening has been to Warped Tour, but I have, and I had a great time. And boy, going back to you know, those days of going to Warped Tour, could you imagine though if wrestling, I just want one time, and I know, man, you want to talk about changing the business. I would absolutely love if just one time, it'll never happen, but if just one time, let's call this our weird idea of the week, okay? What if just one time all of the companies got together to put together a Warped Tour style wrestling weekend? You know, it'd be at a festival, at a big time event. You know, just imagine like what you could do cross promoting. I mean, you could do so much to make the event fun. You could do so much to make it entertaining. You could have a lot of different events going on. It would be like rolling up WrestleMania Access, and WrestleMania and All Out and Double or Nothing into like one big huge thing. Now that's not going to happen because most companies just refuse to work together. I think the closest we have really ever had to a company working together outside of a storyline, you know, like an Invasion angle or a ECW Rebirth or something like that, was during the Monday Night War when, you know, DX invaded WCW. And even to this day, you know, Eric Bischoff is quoted as saying he would have let him in, and he should have. Just imagine how epic that would have been to have DX inside of a WCW ring. I mean, that would have been insane to think about. So, you know, that would be something fun. And again, it would make the product a little bit different. It would make it more fun. It would make it entertaining. Boy, I would just love to see, like, you know how we have Survivor Series? Let's legit have, and I don't know how you would determine a winner in that, but just imagine if you had like a Survivor Series literally between companies. I mean, that would be insane. You know, watching Kenny Omega, like they could do it for like the week. You know, they could have like AEW come in or WWE come into an AEW show and do some cool stuff. And then we could have AEW show up like on SmackDown or something and then have Survivor Series between the different brands. I mean, they're already doing the brands now, but I would love to see Survivor Series as more of a, like an outside event, you know, that's not like an inside the company thing. I know that'll never happen. So just, you know, look at me as a weirdo if you want to, and I'm cool with that. But, you know, it's definitely something that I think could really benefit the business. And look, these companies want to say that they're not competing. I can't agree with that. You know, I cannot agree in good conscience that these companies are not going head-to-head with one another. But, you know, if that is the truth and they're not competing, then right now I think we definitely have a good opportunity to have options. And listen, I think fans have been wanting options for a long time. You know, there are some fans that are just burnt out with WWE, and I think there are some fans that are just burnt out with AEW already. But, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see how it looks, and we'll see kind of where it's going from here. So that's going to do it for us on commentary this week. I want to thank you all so much for listening. Thank you, and I hope that you enjoyed the show today. If you did, go to make sure you give us a like on Apple, the WWE podcast shares our show, and we work with them, and they do a fantastic job. So make sure you check out all the cool stuff they have going on Instagram, but also give us a like, follow, and share as well. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, the Twitter handle is @commentary_on, and we would love to have you follow us. And join us next week for a new episode. Again, this is James Ludeman. We are on commentary. We will see you next week. Have a great rest of your week, everybody.